Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 183, Triceratops Spin. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Introducing Batiste Sweat-Activated and Touch-Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
Hello and welcome to memory 183 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, spring is almost here. It doesn't matter what we learn from Groundhog's Day here in the US because pitchers and catchers have reported to the spring training facilities and that means it's spring training baseball. There's something just about watching the games, listening to the general calm of the crowds and the crack of the bat that just puts a smile on my face. I can't help but remember my time sitting at the ballparks, warmed by the sun, enjoying a game with my family or my friends, between days at Strawberry Festival, or even enjoying, you know, time at the parks in Walt Disney World. I have had the opportunity to spend a few springs in the parks, and there is none better than Epcot because of the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival that just, you know, brings that park to life with color and happiness. But our memory today is not from Epcot, but another park that is always lush with plants and wildlife, so let's return to the Animal Kingdom, shall we? As before, it's a cool morning in the end of January 2015. We're at the end of our week-long trip in Walt Disney World with my extended family, and it's been a great time, and the weather couldn't have been more amazing. This morning, it's a little cool again, but it will be climbing throughout the day. We'll join the memory as we've finished terrorizing our children on It's Tough to Be a Bug and have made our way back out to the trails. We'll exit out from under the tree and continue on our way to our next stop in Dinoland, USA at the Triceratops Spin Ride. On our way there, we'll come upon a demonstration of some new show elements in the park, something that really brings that park to life, and that's the new free-roaming parrots. We could see and hear them before we realized what they were doing, but then we found the trainers. This program was new at the time, and it brings a new life to the park. It's not just, you know, trees and animals in their habitats, but now the park is a habitat, and the animals can be right there among you. We'll stop just for a minute to talk with one of the trainers before we continue on our way into Dinoland USA. Finally, we arrive in Dinoland and make our way to Triceratops Spin. The line for this attraction is short, so we decide to take a couple of rides while we wait for my family to arrive. For those that don't know, Triceratops Spin is a ride similar to Dumbo or the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, but it's more like the carpet since it has two rows and the whole family can ride together. To easily solve the problem of who gets to control us going up and down, we'll just ride twice, switching rows with each other. We'll have to wait in line between rides, but only once, really. Only for one other group to go around, and then we're back on. After we exit the attraction, we'll find our way to our next adventure. Okay, not a comment on the land itself, but I love this simple attraction. I wish the theming was different, but if you can buy into the whole roadside dinosaur attraction thing that they've got going on, then it works. Our kids love to ride these simple rides still, and something that gives them the controls makes it that much more amazing to them. It seems simple, but it's a must-do every time we're in the parks. So as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our newly redesigned www-memories.net website. That's right, the site has been updated, and it's much more mobile-friendly. So please come check it out and tell me what you think. Thank you to all of those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. Yes, that's right. This helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take to the sky on an overgrown dinosaur toy and spin through a very controversial section of the park.
I'm sorry. We're not going to do anything with the scary dinosaur stuff, okay? I promise. For the rest of us, not so much. Susie,
I hear some birds. You want to see some pretty birds real quick?
Look, Susie. Go look.
See?
Look up. Not that far. Those are called green-winged macaws. Not this time, okay? I know. Switch sides with me real quick. Go right to the left. To the left. Keep going that direction. Well, Mama's not turning. Whoa! Look at that! Look! They're in the tree above us. They don't have a very... He's up there. He's the blue and gold. You see him hanging upside down? They're just flying around. Aren't they beautiful? I think they like it here.
Is it making jump
All right, come this way. Come over here.
Casey's gonna give these guys a little bit of a signal that asks them to fly back home. Like I said, we'll be doing it more times. If you guys have questions about stuff, this should be pretty clear. These guys decide to go join their buddies. You gonna go join those guys over there? You should totally go join them. There you go, buddy. Very, very nicely done. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us for a couple minutes. If you have any questions about anything, come let us know. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe we'll see you and more birds later on today. Take care, folks.
Hey, Chris, so we missed it. You all are, they just fly in the area and they
pretty
come back?
Pretty much, yeah. They all live in an aviary that's outside of the northern border of the park. And then a couple times a day, we just open the back door. Everybody comes flying out. They come hang around here for a couple minutes, give you guys a chance to meet them. And then when they're done, they all fly back home.
So, nice. So you all have a call signal or something for them that they're
just
saying
another. Yeah, so back home as well as here is just when we step away from those perches and walk away, that's their cue to fly back home. So some birds, you see, there's some that are still flying way up above the tree of life right now.
Yeah, we were just walking out of the tree of life and they flew over our heads. We're like, whoa, that's new.
The scarlet macaw hanging around right there.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Trying to figure out what's going on.
So what's their range of hearing? So, I mean, what kind of a signal are you all giving out? Or is it a park-wide sound that you...
It's not a park-wide sound. So there's no auditory signal that tells them to go home. They're watching what we're doing. So the signal to leave home is we just open the door. The signal to leave here is we just walk away. So in between there, they can do kind of whatever they want to. Basically, the way that we got this whole thing to work was we have a perch that's like this one, that's mobile. It looks just like this, but we can move it around. And we taught them to fly from home to that perch at a really, really short distance. Fly to it, get treats, go home, get more treats. And we kept increasing that distance until that distance was so far that they had to get up into the park and sort of fly around, figure out where the perch is. This perch doesn't move anymore. It's here every day, so they know right where that perch area is. So it's just a matter of them navigating the wind or anything else they see that they're excited about or they might be nervous about. So right now, you can see there's a lot of work being done on the park. Lots of exciting stuff being built. So some of the equipment that's there sometimes makes them a little bit nervous, but everybody eventually ends up at home. Sometimes it takes a little while, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is such a cool addition. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Beautiful birds.
Yeah.
What'd y'all think of that? That was cool,
huh? You
usually
get to see birds like that flying around, do you? They're so gorgeous when they fly.
All right.
Susie, do you see
the
one that's leaving? Straight up.
Over your head. All right. I don't know if they'll hold still long enough. I think it's around the other side. I have never done it, so I don't know. So, Susie, the dinosaur ride that's more scary is back that way. We're not going to do that, okay? I can't remember if Susie is big enough for Primeval World. I would love to do it. I have never done it. But only if Susie can do it with me or with us. And I don't remember if he can either. Looks like it. It's 40 inches. I think they'll like it. They like the teacups.
48.
Is it 48? Oh, bummer. I think you're going to be too short. Yeah. got that much more to go, kiddo. All right. You want to take your sweatshirt off? Wait, Sis. Mikey, you want to take off your sweatshirt?
No, I'm good.
No, you're good? Okay.
Mikey, you want some water?
Hold on, Sis. This way. We're at number 13. But if one of you wants to control, you can each control it if we split up.
Dinosaur numbers are on the ground, you have riders on the inside.
Nope, we got to split you guys up. They want us to put little ones on the inside, okay? Come on, Mikey. They want us to be little riders on the inside, and this way they each get a controller. Nope, Mikey, you got to come back here.
Para su seguridad, esté sentado con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del dinosaurio. Cuide a los pequeñitos. Gracias.
Riders in the front row can use their lever to tilt forward or backward. Riders in the back row can use their lever to fly higher or lower.
Oh, Mikey, we can control how high we go.
Let's go for a spin.
I think forward and back, Susie. I think you can control like that. Mikey? Understand why they call it a top? That's their top spin. It's like one of those old push-down top spinner things. Whoa. I think we might have to get off. We'll ask. I think we got to get off. Looks like there's enough people coming on. We went up high. We can do it again, though. Okay. No, we can't. You guys are too short yet. You gotta keep eating good food and growing. Mikey, Susie. Mikey. Mikey, come up here so I can see you. There you go. Look at me. Get your hand down. No,
here,
Susie,
here.
You're in the back.
Here.
Well, no, Susie's gonna control how we go up. Oh, Mikey, stop letting it go. Hey, Mikey. Mikey, ready? Everybody look. Mikey. Nope, that's lousy. That doesn't work. Here, we'll just do it like this.
Not so much with the selfies.
Susie.
Susie, what's wrong with you?
Susie, do you even see the camera? Susie gets to choose. Susie gets to choose. Turn around. You get it. Tilt us. Mikey. So what do you want to do? We got about an hour before we got to be at the next show, at our first Fast Pass. Okay. It's fine.
Unless there's something else that you think.
Go under the big dinosaur. Yes. 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 This is the stroller parking. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Great talent. What did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.